Me like that.
I'll do my best.
Sound so I can actually hear you guys.
I'm gonna get that next year. I'm gonna make use it.
Now I'm actually getting my hearing aids to be in.
Oh, are you?
Right now, yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into that again, seriously. I did look into it last year. I'm live, I forgot. Good evening. The City of Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order at 5 o'clock. The first order of business is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 1st. We have a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The next order of business is the minutes for the committee meeting held on December 1st for the consent calendar. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. We have one bid that is above the $50,000 threshold. That is 2024-349 Neptune Cold Water Meters. The contract is for $100,000. Sir, please come, identify yourself, and give us the background.
Hello, Jerry Ouellette, Chief of Water. The division is asking to increase the cap on the cold water meters by $100,000. This is because we're actually changing out more meters than we anticipated.
And this is just the increase in the spending authority, correct?
Correct.
Any questions from members of the committee? Mr. Muto.
Thank you. Hi, Chief. So Councilman Lattiser couldn't be here, and he sent me some questions, and I have a couple of questions myself. So when the increase, we're halfway through the year, how long have you and your folks known that we're going to be running short and needing an additional $100,000?
Couple weeks before we wrote the request.
Okay. Would you happen to know how much is left in that budget code right now?
I do not.
You don't. Okay. And would you know how many meters are left in stock right now?
I don't have an accurate number on that. My guess would be a couple hundred.
Couple hundred? Next question is, how many meters have been used or installed since the original $350,000 was approved on March 27th?
I don't have those numbers.
You don't have those numbers either? Okay. We're doing really well here. Okay. So how many meters do you need to finish up from now to 326?
Again, we based it on our recent spending. We really don't have numbers. It's something that I'm working on.
So I guess I'm challenged now is if you don't know how many meters you need, how do you know how much money to ask for?
Past performance. What the POs on the meter, what the meter orders have been indicating, that'll finish up. What have we got, 3 or 4 more months?
A little disappointed with the lack of knowledge as far as the number of meters here. What do you happen to know what the expected life, the expected lifespan of these meters are?
The warranty on them is 20 years.
20 years? Okay. And with the replacement of the meters, obviously we're upgrading them to newer meters. Does the water department track the efficiency of these meters, the increase in better billing and less water usage?
Not as yet. We're working out a program that we should be implementing very shortly.
I will reserve the rest of my time. I do have some other follow-up questions, but I would like to see if I can get the answers to these questions before I can actually vote affirmative for this.
Any questions from members of the council?
Yeah, let's hold it.
Not at that point yet. Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? I do have a follow-up. The line item on this, am I on? Yeah. The line item on this for the year, because I figured you're saying 326.26, that'll get us to the next contract?
Yes.
All right. Have you gone over the amount that was budgeted?
Yes, we were. This will get us through until March. We're implementing a program. You'll see very shortly for meter replacement. This is these numbers are basically. No, we have not. We have not gone over budget yet. I misunderstood.
Say that. Can you please say that again?
Yes. Okay. Okay. The 100,000 is coming out of capital improvements. So we haven't gone over budget. We just need the cap of what we can spend increased.
Okay. All right, do we have a motion?
I have a motion to hold until next meeting until we receive the information needed.
I'll second that with the understanding that we get questions over to the director.
So, Bill Facente, Chief Staff.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bill Facente, Chief Staff. We didn't receive any questions prior to this meeting. We would have had those answers had we received these questions. I mean, we need these meters. It's not an emergency, but we do need meters to install when people request them, when they fail. I'm not sure if the number that the chief gave you as a couple hundred meters in stock is entirely accurate. It seems very high to me.
Yes, the most we have is a couple hundred, but that's different sizes also.
Right, so it's all different size meters. It's not just the household meters, it's commercial industrial meters as well. So just, when does this expire?
March.
Okay. So I'm going to hold the January 3rd. So again, I just wish we would have gotten questions ahead of time. We would have had those answers, surely. But since we didn't, that's why I would be opposed to holding this. It's your pleasure.
So are you saying you have an issue with it being held?
I have an issue not asking the questions ahead of time to put the director or the chief on the spot like that. How many meters he's installed, the warranty of the meters, and all those type of questions that should have been asked ahead of time. That's what I would object to.
Chief, if I may, the question I have is, and I tell you, before I asked my question, I wasn't willing to hold this, but what was the budgeted amount for this originally? Because my understanding was, if I may explain my point, understanding was they're asking for additional spending.
Right. So the original was $350,000.
What was it?
$350,000. We're asking for an additional $100,000 of spending authority for that PO. We have it in that was for the capital expenditure for the meter purchases.
So originally it was $350,000.
Correct.
And now, so you're not only asking for additional spending authority. You're asking for additional funds.
No, we're asking for additional spending authority.
Yeah. No, it's additional.
Yes, please.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. So we're asking for a 612 to an existing contract. So it's an alteration of contract. The original award on this bid was $350,000. They have either come close to or just, I don't know if they've overexpended. They've come close to the cap at this point. So we are asking for an additional $100,000 for our meter purchases for the period up until March 26th of 2026.
Okay. Chrissy, I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
It's okay.
But Councilman Muto, can you answer any of the questions that the councilman has asked? I know, again, we're putting you on. I'm apologizing personally. I didn't find out till 2 o'clock this afternoon that I was chairing this.
That's quite and all right.
The information I had at that point was sufficient for me. But as the chair, when I get a committee member who's asking a question and we're not getting a clear answer. So can you answer any of those questions?
So I don't have the answers to how many meters were installed. I don't have the answers to how many meters we have on hand. And I forget the other, there was another one in there. The budget code that these funds come from is 84799, which is the capital improvements budget code in the water division. And that is still funded at over $1 million. So they are well within their budget for this request.
Question, Councilman Napa.
So I don't think the issue is that do we have the funds available. I think the issue is, for me at least, I think we're hearing that we've already blown through $350,000 to this point. So we're asking for an additional 30% roughly in spending authority. My concern is, one, is that going to be enough considering how quickly we've run through meters, it appears, and two, I think Councilman Muto's question relative to how much do we have in backstock and what are we anticipating we need to do to finish the, like, how many installs do we need? And I understand that you didn't get these questions in advance, and I apologize for that, but I think those are valid questions to comprehend the 30% increase. Is that enough? Are we in the right ballpark?
So I can tell you historically that the request on this bid is historically been $350,000. So that's the benchmark of where we start when this bid is awarded. So that's not out of the norm for the water division. And as the chief of staff indicated, there's different size meters. So obviously there's different cost price points associated with those. So, you know, a commercial meter, which, you know, if you can have a 4-inch meter somewhere, is obviously going to cost more than a household, you know, 1.5-inch. So that there's, you know, those things to be considered as well. But again, this request is nothing out of the norm for the water division. I actually have handled this for them previously as well when there was, you know, there was a vacancy in that department. So I don't know if that helps answer any of the questions, but.
Okay, thank you. Clerk, do we need a PCR for this since it's being asked to be held? Could we have that, please? What was that again?
If you are going to hold it, can I just ask someone email the questions so we're not doing this again in January?
Chief, we'll make sure that the questions get across.
Thank you.
All right. So we have a motion. We have a PCR, and we have a motion to hold, and we have a second.
Well, Next meeting.
The 5th, 1-5. So we have a motion to hold till 1-5-26. We have a second. Do we have a vote? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
I voted yay also. All right, now we come to the part where there are no other bids over the 50,000. Are there any members of the committee that would like a bid pulled? Mr. Muto.
I'd like to have 2026-061, the computer hardware and related equipment, and 2026-270A.
Mr. Napa. Any members of the council wish to have an item pulled? Any members of the public would like to have an item pulled? Seeing none, Councilman Napa?
Just one item, bid number 3, 2026-269.
Say that again, please.
2026-269, the third one on the docket.
Sure. Yes, okay, thank you. All right, so let's go in order. The first one is 2026-061, computer hardware related equipment. Councilman Muto.
All right, thank you. These are more clarifying questions. So in the bid package, you call this unique computer equipment. What do you mean by that?
Phil Carlucci, IT director. The IT department budgets each year for our replacement program and a number of peripherals that will go off onto the side for keyboards, mice, cables, modems, switches, things along those, not modems, but switches and things along those lines. Anything that a department has that's above and beyond, something that's project related, something that's one-off, for the most part, not 100%, it falls between the police department and the fire department. They tend to have projects that they fund that are outside of the normal replacement. This, I have a breakdown of what all it is, but it does with a dispatch upgrade. They're moving some of the stations around to that, mobile units within the cars that they're upgrading. So I asked them for a breakdown of each of the items, and I have available.
No, I read them. Thank you. It was more of trying to understand, since you're the IT director, I would figure that you'd have your thumb on every IT piece in the city.
We do approve all of them go through us. So I bring those special requests, even though it's coming out of their budgetary dollars. I review them at budget time. They're obviously in more generic form at that point in time. But when they come through, we do it not just as a check mark for it, but also because we have the original bid that has our standard vendors associated with it, that we get our pricing. We do our mini bids with all the vendors. So we tend to try to keep the business to them just to get them the pricing that we get.
Great. Let's see. So all this equipment is for the police vehicles?
Not just for the vehicles. There's some for dispatch, some for the vehicles. Some are peripherals that they're adding on to the things. Okay. Those are mostly the low dollar items.
And the where the money is coming from, that's from a capital budget?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe so. That's just their normal hardware budget. The police department's hardware budget.
Okay, so it's operating budget?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, when I said special projects, sometimes they are capital projects, okay. Sometimes they're not.
That's where I was going with. How are you distinguishing between capital and operating? IT, usually my mind is more of a capital expense.
In a public sector like this, it's a little different because we don't have depreciation assets that we get the tax break from because we don't pay the taxes on it. But we certainly do delineate some of them. They're more unique projects, something larger scale that we tend to do okay. Capital with.
Great. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other members of the committee on that item? Members of the council on that item? Members of the public on that item? Members of the public? Members of the public. Seeing none, we move on to the next
Thank
item.
You.
Item 2026-269, fertilizer, liquid weed control, and lime.
Hi.
Mr. Napa,
Hi, Christy. Just one question on this one. So I noticed that only one person bid. Is that typical for this particular bid?
Sometimes we do. There's another company called Heritage Landscape Supply. They're not local to us. They do ship to us, but we don't usually get more than two, three if we're lucky, but not usually.
You're comfortable with what they presented as far as pricing and their availability for us?
Yes, and they have a location right on Illinois Avenue where we can pick up from.
Okay, that's all.
Councilman Muto?
Just a follow-up to the bidding process. We seem to have, over the last several months, our bidding pool seems to get pretty slim. Are there any programs in place to try to expand some of these bidders to get a little more competition and better pricing for the city?
Well, the purchasing agent puts not our bids not only on the city website, but also on a national website for bidding. I don't think you can get any bigger than that. They are out there for anyone across the country to bid on.
Okay, so that's more of a passive approach versus an active approach. So what I'm asking is, are there a little more active recruiting? I'm thinking.
So are you asking, like, if we call people and ask them to bid?
Nope.
No, we don't.
You don't. Okay. Now, as far as the fertilizer and weed control, where is this going to be used? Is this in our parks and recs?
This is for our field maintenance division. So it's all the ball fields, soccer fields. They do treat City Hall, a couple of the Veterans Park over near Vets High School, Middle School. But, Confrida Sports Complex, Mickey Stevens, they'll use it at, wherever we need to treat.
Any idea how much that will cover and use? Do you know what you say where we need it? Is it evenly applied throughout the city, or are you selecting targeting certain fields?
We apply it to fields that require it. So if there's obviously we will treat Ben Street because there's the four fields there, and then we'll do the fields at Mickey Stevens that are utilized. Belmont, there's the soccer and softball or baseball or whatever they do down there. So it is, there are certain locations that, yes, we do regularly. And as well, the other thing that we also have to consider at this point is now the high schools are also using city fields. So we have to make sure that we have the ability to get the materials we need to make sure the fields are done properly.
Thank you.
All set?
Yep.
Any members of the committee? We're all set. Council? Any members of the council? Any members of the public? Any members of the public? Any members of the public? Seeing none, the next item, 2026-270A, overhead door repair and replacement. Councilman Muto.
Okay, thank you. Where do I begin here? Okay, so I guess the first one is the going to the price list. So this is a question from Councilman Lattiser. It's the list price percent off the net. I believe Councilman is trying to understand if the list price that is provided, if the bill comes in higher, for example, if it's $120, then 3 months later it comes in at $200,000. Is there someone in the department that's keeping an eye on that to question the increase in the list
yes.
price? There is.
However, these parts are much like automotive where the prices fluctuate. So if you notice on the other page, the actual pricing page, we ask for a percentage off list.
Yep.
That's where we concern ourselves. This page is just for to satisfy the comparison. I couldn't think of the word I wanted.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, so this is for replacement across DPW sites. Which DPW sites are we replacing the doors for?
The ones that we are responsible for. So all of the ones at the City Yard, all the ones at the Cooper Building, Police Station. I would probably have to add the plaza in. They have an overhead door there. McDermott Pool.
Hopefully you're not going to have to replace that one anytime soon.
Right. McDermott Pool, their arena. We all have overhead doors, so, and we have a lot of them.
I'm assuming there's a list of these doors and a replacement plan for them?
We don't replace doors unless it needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. We call them out for service first. If they can replace parts, then we have the door repaired. If it is completely unrepairable and unusable, then we have it replaced.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All set. Any of the members of the committee, members of the council, members of the public? Members of the public, member of the public. Seeing none, I need a motion on. I will make an exception for you. Which one, sir? Just read it off.
Bid number 6, 2026-307.
And the description, please.
That is for the precast items for the manhole and catch basins.
Say that again.
Precast items for manhole and catch basins.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Christy, on this one, I see also that we haven't had any bidders for several years, and you're requesting, how do you choose the vendor?
So, this vendor that we've requested has changed ownership, I think, a couple of times, but years ago for us Rhode Islanders, they used to be called Park Ave Cement. And so this is the vendor that locally has a yard full of the items that we require, you know, cinder block, sewer bricks, you know, concrete mortar. There's a whole list of items that we utilize. The reason that I actually don't know why we haven't received any bids, because we even send them the bid, but we don't get any responses. So in order for us to, you know, for our drainage crew to do the work that they need to do, we need to be able to purchase these items. So our alternative at this point is to write a 56-6 to be able to utilize the vendor at the prices that they charge for the material.
Is this somebody that the city's used in the past and you have a comfort level with them, or is this just somebody?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Is this someone that we've used in the past? Is the city used in the past and is comfortable with?
We've been using this vendor since before I landed in public works. So, and that was a long time ago.
Okay.
See, Joanne's laughing because she knows.
Yeah. And then did you reach out to any other vendors, or was this the only one?
Actually, you know, when we try to develop a vendor list or try to update a vendor list, you know, you do a Google search and there's other locations, but they're not in Rhode Island. A lot of them are in, you know, Western or Northern Massachusetts. For us, you know, this vendor is the only one that we're aware of in Rhode Island that provides this type of material.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. So I'm looking for a motion on PCR 140-25 relative to bids, the consent calendar. Do we have a motion?
Motion to move favorable action.
Moved by Councilman Napa, seconded by Councilman Muto. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It is 5:28, and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is adjourned. I don't know.
Next up is the Ordinance Committee.
Yeah. Give me a second. Are you off? Thank you, sir.
Okay, the time is now 5:30 p.m. and the Ordinance Committee is now in session. First order of business is acceptance of the minutes from the last committee meeting on November 17th, 2025. Do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
And all in favor? Aye.
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 3-0, motion passes. Okay, next order of business is PCO 20-25, an ordinance combining the Housing Board of Review and the Building Code Board of Appeals, docketed by Council President Sinapi on behalf of the mayor. This is for second passage, right?
Yeah.
This is on for second passage. Do I have any questions or comments from the members of the committee? No questions, comments from the members of the council. We're all good on the right. No, on the left. Questions, comments from the members of the public. Questions, comments from members of the public. Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Moving on, we have PCO 6-25, an ordinance to prohibit through trucking on Orchard Avenue. For first passage, Council President Sinapi, docketed.
Please withdraw, given the new traffic study that came in.
All right, Council President Sinapi, you like this one to withdraw. Do we have a motion to withdraw?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 3-0, motion passes. Next order of business is PCO 29-25, an ordinance amending section 20-291 to update the rescue services fee schedule. This is also docketed by CP on behalf of the mayor. Is someone from, Chief, are you presenting on this one? This is the rescue fee schedule.
Bear with me. I printed it. I just don't have it right on the top. I guess I didn't take it off my desk. So I don't have the document in front of me to tell you the actual numbers. Thank you, Councilman. So this has been an issue for quite a number of years. Our reimbursement level has been consistently lower than our surrounding communities. The finance director, Lynn Proger, asked for a comparison of around the area, surrounding area communities, and they did it by county. And based on the new numbers, we are still below both Providence and our surrounding communities. They don't have it by specific city and town. They do it by county. That's how the trust does it. That's the analysis they did. So we're asking for about a 15%, except for on one of them. I believe it's the level 2 advanced life support. If we ask for an additional up to 15%, that would put us higher than our surrounding counterparts. And just so you know, residents of the city of Warwick are not charged this fee. This is outside of residents. We do charge business owners, but not residents.
Thank you, Chief. And just from work in my day job as an attorney, I can confirm that the billing department at Warwick Rescue, Bonnie there has been very instrumental in helping residents that do get a bill after like motor vehicle accidents and such.
Correct.
Get those waived. So it's good to see that we're going to be in line with other cities and towns. It's a good revenue stream, and we should be compensated adequately for the care that our fire department is giving. So I'm glad that this one's coming through. Any questions from the members of the council? Councilman Gebhardt.
I'm less a question, more of a comment, just that I think keeping on top of this helps us keep in line. I think it's been probably 6 or 7 years.
Probably north of that,
yeah,
since probably. This was updated.
Okay. So I think wherever we can, you know, put this on a schedule and, you know, run it every.
Yeah, the finance director, with the addition of the new rescue, the fifth rescue, the finance director is keeping a close eye on making sure that these numbers are updated, if not annually, biannually.
Good. Okay. Well, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Mito.
Hi, Chief. More of a first part is a clarification. I didn't quite hear it. Are we moving our rates up to the average, or are we still below?
We're still a little bit below, I believe.
Is there any reason, since it's outside, that we just don't
It's a considerable increase. I think most, like I said, we all went basic life support emergency, advanced life support one was, I believe, 15%. And we wanted to keep it, you know, moderate increases. We'll evaluate this again, like Councilman Gephardt mentioned. We'll evaluate this again to see what the numbers are bringing in and how we're doing. But we didn't go right to the top, and we didn't want to, you know, have it, you know, too much of a burden, I guess. And although it's not on the residents, but we just wanted to make sure that we were being fair, not to raise it all the way up too quickly. It's been, as Councilman mentioned, about 7 years. It's probably been close to 10 years since these numbers have been adjusted.
So I was just proposing if we bring it up, we can catch up for those 7 years of missed opportunity. But I'll defer to the wisdom of our finance department for that. I also have a something I want Councilman Ed Lattiser asked me to put into the record. He mentioned the ordinance of the rescue fees last year, and he wanted me to introduce what he submitted last year, and also wanted to be a co-sponsor on the legislation. So I'll hand this over to the folks.
If I may.
I think is that a docket item, Councilman Mito, for later?
Is that going to be a docket item for later?
No, it's just, I guess, just, he just wants it right.
Yeah, Councilman Mito stole my thunder. Councilman Lattiser would like to be added as a co-sponsor, which obviously I have no problem with. And also I was going to, just to verify, run report fees going up, and we don't have to put it in here.
Yes, the run report fees are going to go up.
Perfect. For those who don't know, those are also below average, so we're raising them, but they're not enumerated in the ordinance, so there's no reason to start doing so now.
Yes, so run report fees, currently the city is charging $5 to get the run report. If a third party requests the run report, like an attorney or an insurance company, other cities and towns are 3 to 4 times higher than that. So we're just trying to get in line, which I think the administration is fully supportive of. And yes, again, another stream of revenue that does not impact the residents of the city work, but keeps us in line with trends from other cities and towns. Any other questions? Councilman Mito, your light's on. Did you have any more? Any questions or comments from the members of the public? Questions, comments, the members of the public? Seeing none, do I have a motion? Motion, move favorable action. Do I have a second? And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
3-0, motion passes, first passage. Okay, next order item of business is PCO 31-25, an ordinance to prohibit certain types of parking on Caddy Avenue, Lippitt Avenue, and Mill Cove Road. This was docketed by Councilman Lattiser, and Council President Sinapi is going to speak on this item.
Yeah, Councilman Lattiser stated that this is supported by a traffic study, and he requested the committee move forward with favorable action.
As supported by a traffic study, the recommendations of the police department and I believe the administration, do we have a motion for favorable action on this item?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Councilman.
Looking at the map, I only got to the first one so far. Just give me a sec. Mill Cove Road. So at least Caddy appears to be a road that leads directly to the shore. Looks like Mill Cove as well. So I do have questions about what the purpose of this is and what the potential safety issue is. I just want to be careful that we're not exacerbating a problem we already have with prohibiting parking on roads that are adjacent to the shoreline. I would be okay. So I honestly have not dug into the traffic study yet. I can do that. Oh, I see. I can do that a little bit more before the council meeting. If maybe we want to send it, I'm okay with whatever. If we want to send it with no recommendation or we want to send it with a recommendation, I'm fine either way, but I just want to make sure that I understand this. And obviously, Councilman Lattiser is not here, so maybe I'll hear from him in between.
Okay. Any other questions? Councilman Mito.
Hi, thank you, Chairman. This is from Councilman Lattiser. He mentioned that this was a housekeeping item. It's been on the books pre-2000, and the mayor and the administration wanted to make sure all of items like this go through the council. So that was his note. He wanted to be relayed to the committee.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the members of the public? Mr. Schuster, thank you.
Good. George Schuster from the Riverview neighborhood where this ordinance proposed change is taking place. I coordinated with Councilman Lattiser in requesting this traffic study, which is in truth more like 10 or 15 years in the making. All of the changes here were initially targeted at increasing parking at the rights of way in the neighborhood due to concerns of people who were just adjacent to the neighborhood who couldn't walk for various reasons, the half a mile or so to the beach, but lived so close and needed a better way to get there. So really the mandate here was to find two things. One, parking signs that had been up for a long time and had never been authorized, that had been put up by the neighbors themselves or someone else, to get those down. And then also taking a fresh look at the safety concerns to make sure that only the true safety concerns were limiting parking and that otherwise parking would be opened up on those dead end streets to the water. So that's the background for this. It was very much a public access oriented project. And then removing a stop sign that has vexed my family because it's on the wrong direction of a T intersection on our street. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schuster. That perspective was extremely helpful. Okay, any other questions from the members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion? Motion to move favorable. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, first passage 3-0. Last order of business on our agenda tonight, PCO32-25. An ordinance amending section 64-5 relative to the compensation of other officials, docketed by Council President Sinapi. Council President, would you like to speak on this item?
Sure. So this was brought up. The administration mentioned a board that hadn't met in some time and basically had become redundant due to the nature of how things changed over the years. Before, they had a purpose, and now their purpose is met elsewise. So there's no reason to continue paying them. And in fact, in the long run, we're probably going to request the General Assembly to actually just abolish it. But at least in the interim, we can make it so that we're not paying something for nothing. And in the off chance they do, for some reason, meet the language as stated in the proposed change, we'll make it so that they do, in fact, get paid if they meet. So we're kind of covering all our bases here. So request favorable action, please.
Okay, so I see no harm in paying people only for the work that they actually do rather than just having no-show jobs. Seems like a good move. Any other questions from the members of the committee? Councilman Gephardt.
Similar to the rescue fees, any consideration to adjusting these for inflation or cost of living or et cetera? I'm sure many of these have not been revisited in many years.
Bill Pacenti, not at this time.
Thank you. I would suppose if we were struggling to fill some of these, compensation may come up as an issue, potentially.
Correct. I mean, there's the city ward does it, with the exception of a couple of the some boards, doesn't really have an issue filling the positions.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, members of the committee? Members of Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm forwarding these questions from Councilman Lattiser. Just for clarification, I'm not sure if we've addressed this based on your comment, Chairman. Is there an amendment or wording that requires the members' attendance to be paid, for them to get paid? So that would be the first question. It would either probably be the administration.
Zach, Bill Pacenti, Chief Staff, this is actually the Council President's ordinance.
As drafted, it does not have an attendance provision, neither do the existing boards. This was just targeting the fact that a board exists potentially is being paid for a prolonged period without any meeting. Mm-hmm. But the language is updated, does not address that situation.
Okay. This is probably true of the next comment then. Should there be mandatory attendance requirements in the meetings in order to stay on the committee?
That's a policy question, not a legal one.
Okay. Mr. President?
For that kind of change, it would have to be probably a global one, and I'm not sure if it would be something that's palatable either to the administration or, forgetting them for a moment, to the members of the boards. But the focus of this particular item was just to address the board that was getting paid not to meet at all ever. The other conversation that these questions get to is a far broader one that is definitely worth having, but doesn't make much sense for us to have it here, given the nature of this particular proposal. Okay. But again, the questions should happen in a different setting for sure.
Which setting would you recommend? Is this an ordinance that could be submitted or a committee? What?
Oh, I understand what you mean. By setting, I meant so much with many things we docket and bring before us. We often meet with the administration. We often ask the solicitor to look into things as far as what other cities and towns do. We often ask the same with the administration to basically figure out what makes sense, what seems to work with other cities and towns, what seems to not work. So that is all the sort of stuff we would do beforehand. And then if and when it came time to change things, yes, absolutely, we would docket something similar to this and submit a proposed ordinance accordingly.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all I have.
All right, seeing no other lights, any questions or comments from the members of the public? Questions, comments, members of the public? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Motion to move favorable. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
3-0, motion passes. The time is now 5:50 and we stand adjourned.
Would the Public Safety Committee now convene?
I am, but oh, isn't that nice? That is very lovely. Thank you so much. Let me just get to my notes here. Give me one moment. Play one thing. Yeah, it's just one item. The Public Safety Committee is now in session.
6:52.
At 6:50. 5:52.
Yeah, close enough. We're early, see?
Can't even tell time. Yeah, and you're the timekeeper. Nice. 5:52. All right, so first order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on July 7th. Oh.
You can make the motion to hold.
Oh, I can make it.
You can make that motion.
Okay. Make the motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, October 6th. My correction. The acceptance of minutes from October 6th.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Perfect. All right. Where are you?
Is the word?
You got it. Oh, thank you. Not used to be, since it's been October, it's a little rough. All right. Okay. So what's in front of us is PCR 139-25, a resolution in regards to installing and removing stop signs at the intersection of Riverview Avenue and Wentworth Avenue. It's brought in by Councilman Lattiser. I don't actually have the details on this.
So I can say, per Councilman Lattiser, it's supported by a traffic study, and he requests favorable action.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Any questions from the public? Any questions from the public? Seeing none.
I move favorable action.
Second?
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The Public Safety Committee is adjourned at 5:54.
Next up is the Intergovernmental Committee.
Governmental. Good evening. Time is 5:58. Intergovernmental comes to order.
First up is acceptance of the minutes from December 1st.
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. First up, resolution amending the rules of the Warwick City Council for the 2025-2026 term. Council President?
Councilman Lattiser asked that we hold this till the next meeting so that he can be present for the vote.
Okay. And is that what you would like also?
So it would be January 5th.
Okay. Do we have a motion to hold to January 5th?
Motion to hold till January 5th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. PCR 115-25, resolution relevant to omnibus withdrawal of docketed items, undrafted, no longer relevant, necessary, or ready for action by current sponsors. Council President?
This is just the annual housekeeping.
Yep.
Where we try to remove things that are just unnecessary for whatever reason. And I think a number of us have thrown some into the pot here.
Yes. This keeps our just solicitor's for, hair on his head.
Just for my own edification and education, are these items that does Council President or a solicitor circle through members of the council that have docketed items that have gone stale and just to check in, or are these?
Yes. I've conducted check-ins with all members that have items that have been in the somewhat called pending file to do a check-in and either see if anything is pertinent to put in here, or it's a good reminder for doubling back and doing our diligence to get things rolling for 2026. So, okay. But the items here are at the approval of the individual members.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate this. Just because I've never done this before, that was the first time I've seen it. So appreciate the education, and that's all I got.
Okay. Any other members have any questions on these withdrawals? Any members of the council? Members of the public? Okay. Seeing none, I'll take a motion on 115-25.
Motion to move favorable.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, I think we are adjourned at 5:59.
Next up is the Public Properties Committee.
What time is it?
I don't have to look at my watch. 6 o'clock calls. Good.
Okay, the Public Properties Land Use Committee and Community Affairs is underway at 6:01. We need the acceptance of the minutes from committee meeting held on December 1st, 2025.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, first up is PCO-2825, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, Anthony Albanese / Bridge Group LLC, applicants 9 Post Road, Assessor's Plat 291, lots 31 and 32. This is Councilman Foley.
I move favorable action with a comment. Since we passed this 2 weeks ago, I still have received no comments in a negative, and this is a great project to be like a gateway from the bridge in Patuxent Village into the Warwick side. So I ask for favorable action.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I'll move favorable action.
Are there any questions from the members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, second up is PCO-30-25, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, Alexander and Courtney Bucci, applicants 85 Tollgate Road, Assessors Plat 246, Lot 90, 191, Council President Sinapi.
I would defer to administration on this one.
Do we have any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council?
Nope.
Any questions from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The Public Properties Land Use Committee and Community Affairs is finished at 6:02.
That concludes all committees. We'll be back with the full council at 6:30 p.m.
Wait a minute, what?